Welcome back, friends, to another episode of the Amber May Show. So let me ask you a question. What does Guillain-Barré syndrome, cancer, autoimmune disease, and the flu have in common? Well, we're going to get to that on today's episode. So joining me today is Dr. Artis. And the information we're going to bring to you might be shocking, might be really shocking to you. For some, maybe they already know about this, but I need to tell you what all those diseases have in common. And Dr. Artis is going to break that down on today's episode. So please like, share, and subscribe. If you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com, hit the donate button, and donate whatever you feel you can donate. Or you can be a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com. That's theambermayshow.locals.com. So I always add more information. Join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, Clubhub, so find me on those locations. And without any further ado, I'd love to introduce you to Dr. Artis. To the program. Thank you so much for stopping by today. I'm excited to have you.
I'm so excited to be here. Amber, happy new year to you and all of your audiences and your loved ones. I hope you had a great holiday season.
I did. Well, I want to jump into it because I started seeing that you were doing a presentation on the flu vaccine. And then I started seeing someone post about how this is funny. People can't even see it in their own house, right? So there's a husband and he doesn't get any shots, very healthy, hardly on any medication. There's a wife that gets every shot known to man, is on a ton of medication, always sick all the time. And she seriously cannot see that there could be a correlation between the two. And so she was saying, my husband's never had a flu shot in 20 something years and he's never gotten the flu. And I got the flu shot and I'm hoping my husband still doesn't get the flu. And I'm like, huh. And then I saw you and I was like, I need to talk about this. So I want to know, what do you know about the flu shot? Is it even effective? What's in it? Does it cause problems? You know what I did look up on the package insert, on the FDA package insert? I found out that it can cause Guillain-Barré and it can cause Bell palsy. I found that out for myself. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, the flu vaccines have actually been correlated. The worst or highest risk side effect is paralyzation of either half your face, which is called Bell's palsy, or if you know the symptoms of polio, that is what Guillain-Barré syndrome is. Guillain-Barré syndrome is another word for polio symptoms. So to have a paralyzed leg, same side arm, later half your face, that's what Guillain-Barré syndrome is. So this has been a widely published, accurate CDC revealed side effect for over two decades, I'm aware of, that Guillain-Barré syndrome can affect up to 6% of all people that get the flu shots. Now, I know a lot about the flu shots and that package insert you actually sent to our producer, which was great. And I appreciate you doing that. The effectiveness of flu vaccines per Dr. Paul Thomas, who's a pediatrician out of Oregon, who actually did not vaccinate any of his medical pediatric patients. He actually did a research study that was peer-reviewed, published for the whole state of Oregon about several years ago. When he published his findings, the findings were that his unvaccinated patient base for his clinic in Oregon, all of his children were healthier than all of the vaccinated pediatric patients in all of the state of Oregon. And he just happened to publish it. As a result, Oregon punished him and took away his license. Now, Dr. Paul Thomas, a pediatrician, is now a correspondent for and a journalist and supplies content for Children's Health Defense. He did an interview with Peter McCullough. And in that interview, Paul Thomas said, hey, Dr. Peter McCullough, you ever going to do the flu shots again? I mean, lifetime, they only have a 4% efficacy rate. Like, wow. They only succeeded supposedly at preventing the flu 4% ever. So that means it has a 96% failure rate lifetime. And just to summarize this for all of you, so just referencing your package insert that you sent to us, I just want you to know these are the statistics that we are aware of that we have known for a long, long time. I actually have not vaccinated any of my kids since they were 20. I mean, it's 21 years now. So when my oldest, 22 years old, was born, he got vaccinated for the first year at the beginning of his one-year-old birthday. I started doing research into vaccines back in 2002. I haven't vaccinated any of my remaining four children I've had since then. They've never gotten a shot. I've never done a shot as an adult, and I've never done the flu shots. In fact, my wife, who's actually older than me, you've met Jane. Mm-hmm. Her last flu shot was when she was 18 years old, going into college. Wow.
So she already knew about this too?
No, this is what happened to her when she got the flu vaccine per her mother's recommendation when she went off to college. She said, you should go get a flu shot before you go off to college. She went and got a flu shot and within 24 hours developed and was diagnosed with narcolepsy, Raynaud's syndrome, and tinnitus ever since.
Tinnitus.
The ears. That's just crazy.
Yeah.
Not a joke, Amber. I've known my wife for 12 years, and it wasn't until about 7 years ago when we finally resolved her narcolepsy issues from the flu shot. But prior to that, for the 5 years I knew her, she flipped her BMW falling asleep while driving. She actually hit the walls on the tollway in Dallas. She hit the wall that separates the north and south sides of that tollway. She hit it once a month falling asleep. She would actually just graze the wall, wake up from grazing the wall. This was her life for her adult life. So these were all the published side effects that we know about in the literature. But my wife personally has had tinnitus ever since she was 18 years old. It was exacerbated by COVID. Nicotine gum actually got rid of it in 3 days. But she struggled with horrific levels of tinnitus, worse than she had after having the flu shot, after having a bout of what they called COVID. And it was so ridiculous that even when I would sit and talk with her face to face, she couldn't hear the words over the tinnitus. And it wasn't until she chewed nicotine gum for 3 days, all the tinnitus disappeared.
Oh my gosh. COVID. I need to tell my friend about this because she has such bad tinnitus that came on all of a sudden. And it's just a really loud ringing in her ears. And she's so debilitated over it. And she's crying about it. So mm-hmm. I'm going to send her the show and have her watch it. So nicotine gum helped your wife with it, huh?
Yeah, she did 2 milligram nicotine gum. She still does them. She did 4 times a day for 10 minutes only each. And within the third day, all of her symptoms disappeared. I actually recommend most people do patches, nicotine patches. And if you do, they have various sizes of nicotine patches. It's 7, 14, and 21 milligrams. No one really needs to do, in my opinion, more than 3 milligrams of nicotine patches. So you can buy the 7 milligram versions, cut them in half, and wear one. I'm actually wearing one right now, but I buy the 21 milligram versions and I cut them into 7 equal sizes strips. And then I just wear one every day. And I've done that for 2 years now.
And if you go back to the shows with Dr. Artis, he's doing that because he had discovered that wasn't it the COVID virus or the snake venom wasn't attaching to the receptors. And that's because those people that were smoking and had this nicotine, it was coating those receptors. Do I have that right? Or that information kind of sort of right?
You do. Smokers weren't affected by COVID. They were actually the least affected demographic of humans worldwide to even get COVID was smokers. It was also they were the least to end up in hospitals and dying, although they have continuously lied to the whole world in the mainstream media and said to you, smokers are at the highest risk for getting COVID. The only reason why they would say that when the published literature by all the scientists is exactly the opposite in the experience by nurses, doctors, and hospitals was not that was true. The only reason why they would publish that is because they needed people to stop smoking because the nicotine that was preventing COVID from making you sick, which was venom from snakes called spike proteins, the spike proteins of snakes, these venomous spike proteins cannot attach to cells that have nicotine on them. So nicotine prevents venom, which is why Native Americans throughout history have used tobacco plants to treat any Native Americans getting bit by snakes or any of their animals getting bit by snakes, the tobacco plant has the antidote. And the antidote is nicotine.
I didn't know that. I know Ozempic is a venom from a Gila monster. I know that much. I mean, so they use snake venom in a lot of medications.
They do. There's almost 100 patented drugs currently right now people are taking, including high blood pressure drugs called ACE inhibitors like lisinopril, enalapril, captopril. Every drug that ends with the abbreviation pril are high blood pressure drugs, all made from snake venom from vipers in Brazil called the Jirocas viper. Right. And that has been the people that are swallowing ACE inhibitor high blood pressure drugs every morning. 22 million Americans did this morning, by the way. They all swallowed snake venom to paralyze their blood vessels, to lower their blood pressure. And every single one of them over time will develop cancer because snake venom in the human body causes cancers. And we've known that since 1956. And the Nobel Prize Committee gave the man who figured that out, Dr. Stanley Cohen, gave him the Nobel Prize in 1986 for his discovery that we could create cancer by subjecting humans to venom from snakes. Yeah.
I also think, going back to my package insert for the flu vaccine, and it's not the only one. There's almost all the vaccines I've seen, and 13.1, they don't test to see if these vaccines cause cancer. And we have a high rate of children with cancer. So I would also, if I were to guess and take an experiment, I would think that vaccines can contribute to the cause and rise of cancer.
Absolutely, 100%. In fact, that's why you're seeing all the turbo cancers you're seeing reported right now since the COVID-19 shots came out. Mm-hmm. Inside of the COVID-19 shots is a substance called snake venom phosphodiesterase. I told people about this in my Watch the Water documentary 2 years ago. I said the people that created the COVID-19 vaccines, their names are Kathleen Carrico and Drew Wiseman. They work at the University of Pennsylvania. These two people, in every research study since 2009 in developing mRNA COVID-19 vaccines paid for by the NIH, in every paper they state, it's in English words in every paper, we use snake venom, phosphodiesterase, a component in snake venom that cuts our RNA in half and our DNA in half to insert their mRNA gene of choice. That's why they're called mRNA gene therapy. Well, just so you know, Amber May, do you know snake venom phosphodiesterase? What they publish in science literature is the number one side effect of snake venom phosphodiesterase in a mammal like you and I. So it's in the COVID-19 shots, and they publish that this substance in snake venom causes platelet aggregation as its number one side effect. Do you know what that means?
That means that you can't stop bleeding, right?
Platelet aggregation means to clump together. So you're creating blood clots.
Oh, okay. The opposite then.
So platelet aggregation is all the blood cells clumping together to form a clot. Well, what do they call the COVID-19 shots? All the doctors on this side of the movement, they call them clot shots. Oh yeah. You want to know why? There's a substance in there called snake venom phosphodiesterase that's published to cause blood clotting in massive amounts. Now, this is important. Because 2 years ago, a lot of people wanted to dismiss my claims about the venom in the COVID-19 shots. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, if you haven't been paying attention, did you see who won the Nobel Prize last month?
No.
Or 2 months ago?
Mm-mm.
Drew Wiseman and Kathleen Carrico for creating the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines.
Wow.
And I've been showing the world for 2 years now, every single day, their research studies about what they put in their mRNA gene therapy shots, which are now called the COVID-19 vaccines. They have been being paid through Operation Warp Speed at the University of Pennsylvania, Donald Trump's alumni. That's where all the money went. Imagine that the two people working at that his alumni university is where the money for Operation Warp Speed went. And these people who made them has snake venom phosphodiesterase inside of their shots. And this is why I brought out the Watch the Water documentary 2 years ago, which was exactly 2 months before the FDA was going to vote on giving the COVID-19 vaccines to 0 to 5-year-olds.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin, set up your telemed appointment, and get your ivermectin. I'm gonna give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and that'll help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family the adult dose is 2. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children. So 1 tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender. I put a pill in there. I fill it with water and like some flavoring. And then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip. And what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the Kobe Bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your Kobe Bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AmberMay, and save some money.
Hey, everybody. This is Cash Patel, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
And that is why I pushed that documentary to go out then, because I wanted the whole world, even if they didn't know or weren't going to read the research studies, I wanted enough parents who heard my message to be worried that that could be in the shots before they ever gave it to their 0 to 5 year olds.
And I hope everyone will watch the movie Sahara, because it really goes along with what you were saying about the water and the snake venom and this deadly virus. It's almost like they pre-told us it was going to happen. So everyone go watch that old movie. You'll be surprised. Oh, yeah. Now, I was kind of surprised by what you discovered in the flu vaccine. So what, because now it's flu season. Everyone's getting their shot. Everyone's lining up at the pharmacy. You go into the store. Now is a good time to get your flu shot. Yeah. You know, save grandma, get your flu shot. You know, everyone's saying that in the stores. It's pre-programming. So what did you find out? Because I only found out a little bit of stuff about the flu vaccine. What did you find out?
Yeah, so over the next like 40 minutes or so, let me just take you through a presentation I've been building out. Yes. You okay with that?
All right,
so I'm going to pull up my PowerPoint presentation, but I'll just share with everybody here that this actual presentation, I typically will do presentations and build out presentations for my audience, and I do once a week a show on some health topic. This one I decided to do because Amber, on December 4th through December 8th, last month, December 2023. Did you know that December 4th through the December 8th, that whole week, was actually called by the CDC National Flu Vaccine Awareness Week?
Really?
Yep. So because they were going to be doing a National Flu Vaccine Awareness Week, I decided a couple weeks prior to that, I was going to dive into the flu vaccines, because if they were going to do a campaign to make sure Americans knew, go get your flu shot, it's a good idea. I wanted to make sure I had correct concerns, possibly, that I wanted to make sure my audiences were aware of. If they're going to tell you all the great things, somebody should tell you what concerns there might be with them also. This is called true informed consent. There is no drugs free of risks. They're all called side effects, right? Mm-hmm. So this is the presentation. Just so you know, Amber, for all people watching this, when I go through this presentation, it should be very shocking to you. When I take you through this, I just want you to understand this presentation, I started to create a show in the first week of December for my audiences. And I titled it, What's Wrong with the Flu Shots 101? Typically a 1 hour show of mine, which is all I do each week. 1 hour show will have 20 slides in it. This one, I'm over 400 slides.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
So I'm going to have
you back on for part 2 then.
I've already divided up the first and second part one and part two of my What's Wrong with the Flu Shots 101 for my audiences. And that's at thedrartishow.com. But I'm going to have like part 3, part 4, part 5. And eventually, Amber, what I'm going to be releasing here this year is everything you need to know about the flu shots in a little booklet. And we're going to make sure those are for sale for people to have in their homes. And they need to take that with them to their medical doctor's appointments each year, especially during the flu season. And whenever the doctor says out loud, "Mary, it's time for you to get a flu shot. You know, it's flu season. It's time for you to get a flu shot." You're going to have your little booklet. You're going to be able to pull out and say, "Great, I have some questions for you about the flu shot." And you need to ask these questions. Like, for example, the first question in the book is going to be, "Doc, can you tell me what specific brand of flu shots you carry here in your clinic that you're telling me you want to give me?" And if they can't tell you the name, because there's 9 different ones.
I noticed that.
If they can't tell you the name, how much faith do you have in the fact that they know anything about that shot?
Right.
So what I'm about to show you is that there's 9 different flu vaccines that you were told are safe and effective. Mm-hmm. But every MD that's going to tell you you need a flu shot, they know nothing about what's in that shot. In fact, this little presentation I'm about to give you here, none of your MDs know anything about this stuff. So here we go. So let's educate everybody with what it is the CDC says about the flu vaccines in general. And the reason why this is such a big presentation for me is because it's the only shot, Amber, we are told that as Americans, we have to get every year from the time we're born until we die. Mm-hmm. So every year you're alive in America, you're supposed to be getting a flu shot. So from birth to grave, it's the only thing you're told every year you're supposed to have by the medical profession. All right. So from ages 18 years or younger, 0 to 18 years old, this is 2024. You see the date in red. And while I take you through these slides, you can see top left, this is the CDC's website. I'm going to show you the schedule for the CDC's flu vaccine recommendations. These are for 0 to 18 year olds. So what you're going to see here is birth to 15 months. This is what they say. At 6 months old, they start recommending the influenza vaccine. And it says annual vaccination, 1 or 2 doses starting at 6 months old. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now we're going to keep going. They also say there's an option for another flu vaccine, one of these 2 types that you can get. You can either get the first one or the second one, starting at 6 months old, and every year get 1 or 2 doses. From 18 months to 18 years old, the CDC says you can either get this flu vaccine or this one. And it says you should get it annually from 18 months old to 18 years old, an annual 1 or 2 doses every single year. Is that clear to you, Amber May?
Yep.
Every year from the time you're 18 months old. All right. So now from 19 years old to older, this is 2024's CDC recommendations. For every American 19 years old and older, they recommend a flu shot annually. And you see the years at the top. Sorry. You'll see the years at the top, 19 to 25, 27 to 49, whatever it is. You'll see every year until you die. You should get an annual flu shot. All right. So vaccines in the adult immunization schedule. Now I want to take you through these. You have an inactivated flu vaccine, a live attenuated vaccine, and a recombinant combination influenza vaccine. And you'll see the names of them on the right. You'll see that a inactivated flu vaccine, there are many brands. For the live attenuated one, there's really just one. It's called Flu Mist. You actually spray it up the nose. This has been around for a long time, by the way. And then the recombinant combo of flu vaccines is called Flu Block. That is the name of the drug. All right, so why this is important is I want you to know what the names are. You need to see what kinds of differences there are, because they're not all the same. That's number one.
I noticed that with the package inserts, there were so many of them, and I was like trying to find the difference between them. So I'm glad you're showing us all this.
Yeah, you're welcome. So I just want to make sure this is clear to the audience. This is what you need to know about why it is so important you know this information about the flu shots. All right. So the government, the CDC, this is their CDC's document. You can see at the bottom of the screen, right above the Dr. Mm-hmm. Artist Show, you see the website link directly to this form. And it says cdc.gov. Vaccine schedule, blah, blah, blah. So at the top, you'll see in red, this is the influenza vaccines for the United States citizens 2023 to 2024 flu season, which is what we're sitting in right now. Mm-hmm. All right, this is important. I'm going to direct people to just look at what I want them to see on the screen on these forms. So you'll see the red arrow underlined in red. This is mercury, otherwise known as thimerosal, and the dose of it in the shots. All right, so this is the flu vaccines. We're looking at one called Afluria. Remember, there's 9 different ones. The one brand named Afluria, this flu vaccine, for those, I underlined it here, they recommend this for those 6 months old and older. in 18 through 64 years old, they say it has 24.5 micrograms of mercury inside of that shot. Okay. Now, there's another flu vaccine called Fluzone, which is the package insert you sent me. Fluzone actually has, starting at 6 months old, they recommend this shot. It also has 25 nanograms of mercury in them. Then there's one called Flucell Vax. Starting at 6 months old, they recommend this flu shot. It also has 25 nanograms, of mercury inside the shots. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to go to the vaccine excipient summary, which is what you were referencing a minute ago. This is a list on the CDC's website of all the ingredients that are inside all flu shots. They are all flu shots and all shots for kids, they recommend, and adults. So this is just the flu shots, as you see on the list. It's all nine of the flu vaccines. And now I'm going to show you something. I want you to see which flu shots it is that have mercury as a published ingredient. So here's the Afluria again. You see the word thimerosal. You see Flucell Vax, thimerosal. You see Fluzone, thimerosal. Those are three out of the nine have mercury in them. Now, what's the problem with these three that have mercury in them? Now, remember, they're not all the same. This is why this is important. If you go to your doctor, they're going to go, you need a flu vaccine. And you're going to think they're all the same, or there's just
one. Yes, that's what I thought. Yes.
There is not just one. There's nine different ones, and they're all different. And they all have different bad stuff in them that are going to hurt you. So let's talk about thimerosal. What do you need to know about thimerosal inside the shots? Here we go. Did you know that mercury induces inflammation in autoimmune diseases? All right, now, this is a research study from 2019. All right, so let's look at this. What you need to know, did you know human exposure to mercury leads to a variety of diseases involving numerous organ systems, including the immune system? All right, now, Amber May, if I asked you, what is the purpose of a flu vaccine that the medical profession tells you? Do they tell you that's to boost your immune system against the flu?
Yep.
Or is it to reduce your immune system's ability to fight?
No, it's to help you not get the flu. So your body's going to fight the virus so that you have immunity against the flu.
Yeah. So do you find it odd that there are three of the nine flu vaccines that have an ingredient in them like mercury that shuts down the immune system or causes diseases of the immune system?
I totally think that's crazy. I mean, now that we hear so many autoimmune people with autoimmune diseases, and now it's making a lot of sense, like where that's coming from.
Right. So Amber, read this sentence that's highlighted on the screen.
Nevertheless, there is evidence that mercury exposure in humans is linked to markers of inflammation and autoimmunity. Wow.
So this is why it's important, I think, for people to understand there's different types of flu vaccines, mm-hmm. and you might want to ask your doctor if they looked at you, Amber, and said, you need a flu shot, and you had the knowledge we're about to give you, and you mm-hmm. went like this, okay, doc, thanks for telling me that. I appreciate you telling me that, because truly they're probably looking out for your best interest or their
own. Yes, probably.
But if they're genuine, you could say, thank you for telling me I need a flu shot. Which ones are you offering me in this clinic? Because there's nine different ones. Which one are you offering? In fact, your MD will probably not know there's nine of them when you say this. He's immediately going to know you know more than he does. But what you want to know is you want to know from him, which one are you telling me I should get? And he may go, well, what are your concerns about the other ones? And you can go, look, have your little booklet, have my presentation. You can go like this. Well, I know that three of them have mercury in them that cause autoimmune disease, and I don't want autoimmune disease. So can I make sure those aren't the ones you have here? Right? Isn't that a more powerful conversation than just saying, yeah, just inject me with whatever you got, man. I don't care. Mm-hmm. All right. So you should ask your medical doctor. If they tell you it's Flucell Vax or Afluria or the flu mist one, you should ask. Whichever of these have mercury in them, you should ask your medical doctor if autoimmune disease is right for you.
They don't say those in the commercials on TV.
That's right.
Ask your doctor if autoimmune disease is right for you.
All right, Amber, I want you to read the last sentence of this summary of this mercury causes autoimmune disease paper.
This is supported by experimental animal model studies, which can convincingly demonstrate the biological plausibility of mercury as a factor in the pathogenesis of autoimmune disease.
Now, the word pathogenesis, I don't want to throw off the audiences, means disease process. And I want to tell you that, like lawyers who are very picky about words they use for legal reasons, mm-hmm. so do scientists. So I want to go back to the sentence. It reads, this is supported by experimental animal model studies, which convincingly demonstrate not haphazardly demonstrate or sometimes show, no, convincingly demonstrate the biological plausibility that mercury is a factor in the disease process of autoimmune diseases. Now, Amber May, do you know how many autoimmune diseases there are in America now?
Nope.
200.
200?
So now we know mercury can create 200 different autoimmune diseases.
Oh, geez.
Great. Which one is right for you? Which one do you want? All right. So major conclusions of this mercury study. Although subtle differences exist, the inflammatory and autoimmune responses elicited by mercury exposure in humans and experimental animal models show many similarities. So when they're doing human trials, animal trials, they're identical. They're all developing autoimmune disease.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. In the early 1900s, like in 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, wealthmanagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like them to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you.
Hey, I'm Christina Bob, and you are listening to The Amber May Show.
Hey, friends, I want to tell you what I recently did. I broke away from the big three. I was tired of the woke mogul, and I wanted to go to a Christian conservative company that I could trust that support the organizations that I value, and that is Patriot Mobile. So when you go to patriotmobile.com/Amber, you are going to get free activation. It is super easy to get started to switch from the big three to Patriot Mobile. They'll walk you step by step. It is not difficult at all. And I've had tremendous service since I made the switch. So I recommend, if you want to vote with your wallet and support a company that supports your values, go to patriotmobile.com/Amber and save on a free activation. So that's patriotmobile.com/Amber. Now the links are in the description below or on my website at theandermayshow.com/promo. So check that out. So it's time to vote with our wallet, ditch the woke mobile, and go to a Christian conservative mobile. And that is patriotmobile.com/Amber. Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show. EBSRA LLC is a registered investment advisor. The information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investment, or investment strategies. Investment involves risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategies discussed.